parking, there would be in this, somewhere in this vicinity here.
Close to the road or
no,
further down by the creek?
Further down by the creek, probably. So
okay.
Setback off the creek, it would not be concrete. It would be gravel, and we're trying to maintain the aesthetic of this whole place too. If for buildings, it would be in the floodplain. I put them out of the floodplain down there because it's just like the Branson Landing. It's built in the middle of a floodplain, but you build it knowing that it's in the middle of the floodplain and we're going to have these issues. Anything that we would do, we would build according to whatever codes or whatever it is to be safe. Or, like I said, we're not going to build it where it's going to flood. We won't get insured and if one flood and we're bankrupt. So we can't, we'll do it out of the floodplain. You know, build it up. There's engineering you can do. It's just, it's not that you can't ever build in a floodplain. You can do it. You just have to have engineering that supports building that up out of a floodplain.
Great. And then one other question is, with the possibility of a venue or whatever, what it would be the maximum anticipated? Obviously, you're only going to be as busy as people are going to attend, but what would be an idea of the maximum attendees at an event? Or
we're wanting to do this because in our location downtown, we cannot have events. Because and we have the largest parking lot in downtown Branson, and it can park 30 people. But even in that, I can't. Like I say, we wanted to do a farmer's market. It's not really safe or viable to do it in downtown. And so I don't have any answer on, I have no clue what it would be.
That's fine.
So
but events is something that you would plan on doing if approved.
Well, like we want to do farmer's market type stuff. We want to do, I have no idea, but a farmer's market type thing would be one of the things that we would like to do. These are the things that we can't do in our existing building, and we own our building downtown. We're not getting kicked out of it. We're trying to create a better experience than what we feel that we can create even downtown. And we think we've created a really great one downtown already. So doing these events, we would like, even though it's not approved in the C1, we'd like to go for a special use permit for like a under 40 seat restaurant. So we could do like farm to table type food and, the animals we've mentioned before, they're more aesthetic. So just create a really cool thing that we can't create at our existing location that we want to create.
Okay. I say that all to say, Bull Creek is a unique creek as far as where it flows from and the rapidness in which it can increase in levels. And I ask that for the amount of people that you would be responsible for, and that's why I asked where your parking areas were and where your event center would be, trying to evacuate people in the event flash flood. Because a lot of that water is coming from the north side, where a lot of times right in that area is a boundary line where our storm fronts vary. Mm-hmm. And Bull Creek can go from zero to hero in minutes.
This is
Bear Creek.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I said Bull Creek, but Bear Creek.
Okay, so
they ran together at one point.
Yeah.
If that's something that you want us to do, if we could put that into, hey, we have these emergency mitigation measures for that stuff too.
Well, I've seen it with my own eyes how quick it can come up and make it a hazardous situation. So.
And I understand and appreciate that. I don't disagree.
Yep.
I've got two kids. All the stuff we try and order. Everything we do, I try and over-engineer for safety. Even at we have a 100-year-old building downtown. There's a lot of things like that would fix it, but we try and go above and beyond. There's a lot of people in our store and don't want anybody to fall downstairs or get hurt or have a 200-pound mirror fall on them or something like that. So.
All right. Can you go ahead?
You said something I just didn't have my ears on before. Talked about events. I had not heard that word before when we were talking about coffee shop and stuff like that. I thought there wouldn't be a lot of people that want, just.
Of course we'd like to have events. Farmers market, coffee, farmers market, those types. I don't know exactly what events, but a farmers market is the first one that comes to my mind.
You're not talking about any kind of a musical event or anything like that.
No.
You're just talking.
No. Like I said, in my mind, everything that my wife and I have spoke about or people who've spoke about would be farmers market. We are a vintage store, so maybe having seen events where they have vintage vendors set up and stuff like that. So that has also been talked about. But there's outside of those two things, I'm not aware of any other event type things or I don't know. You probably do some fall stuff and some Christmas stuff, but nothing specific that I can think of or tell you that we have in mind.
Well, there again, when you mention Christmas stuff, I think of I'm thinking of traffic coming off of 160 and that. So, like we have Christmas roads that are highlighted and a lot of people driving through them. I mean, you couldn't have that, but you're talking about some kind of a Christmas event that would bring a lot of
people. I'm just tossing things out there. I'm not. It's kind of like McKenna's on the other side of the street. You know, they're on. I have no idea. I don't want to say no, and then I see you, and then you call me a liar for putting it on down the road if anything were approved. But so I'm just.
He's an entrepreneur.
But I'm not going to. There's a million different things that I could possibly do, but the things that I want to do is move my store down here and have a restaurant and bakery in greenhouse. Would be greenhouse, I think, is already an okay to prove, but that would be what we'd want to do is this in a farm-like setting. You know, our buildings, they're going to be like barns. That's what we want them to. We want them to fit the aesthetic and everything. You know, you build a big old commercial-looking building, and we lose our something that I think we've fought really hard to build and cultivate and grow over the last few years. So
it's a beautiful piece of property.
It is gorgeous. Yeah, it is a beautiful piece of property.
I'll reach out to you when we finish with him. So, any further questions, sir? Ma'am?
No.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. I'll give you just a quick second to state you have a statement. Mr. Russell.
I just want to say, after he talked about most everything he's going to do, sticking them in floodplains, from what I understand, is I don't have flood insurance on my house, and that's due to where the line is right back of the house. So when that line changes, I'm going to have to carry flood insurance on my house, and I'll be getting a lawyer. So.
Scott, could you tell me why would the line change it just by, unless it came up water actually into my property? And
so this is currently an A zone. We're going to get new FEMA maps, I thought by now, with the meetings this fall, but it's got delayed a year. We could have this as an AE, which means they will have base flood elevations. I don't know the base flood elevation at this location. With that type of development, I'd request an engineer to show me the floodway, which in the floodway, he would have to show a no-rise certification. Anything he did in the floodway, he can't rise the floodplain any, zero. So whatever he would do, it'd have to be raised up on stilts, water flow through it. If he builds in a special flood hazard zone, which is outside the floodway, I'd still request that we know what the base flood elevation is. I mean, it could be 2 feet or 16 feet at that location. I have no idea. He'd be required to build his first floor 1 foot above that. In their special circumstances, he'd have to do underneath that to allow the water to flow through. Again, there's A, B, C, D that he'd have to meet. There's a whole bunch of criteria that they have to meet. The floodplain is not going to raise. He talked about filling and getting it out of the floodplain. You don't get it out of the floodplain. You can ask for a...
I just interject real quick. Like, we've talked about piers and stuff like
right.
that. So any conversation...
No, that's fine.
...with our builders, it's not like filling it all in our conversation.
But that is a possibility to go through that with FEMA and have your engineer file and try to get that out of the floodplain. But again, it's a long, expensive process. But,
well, to be fair, the federal government, FEMA...
Yeah.
They're more than likely going to raise our floodplains regardless.
The last time they changed just a little bit in certain areas, correct?
In certain areas. So,
yes.
So just be aware of that. The federal government will be changing floodplains probably in the next year or so, regardless of what happens with anything that we do.
Right.
So I just wanted that to be known.
And then we're going to have more AE zones.
They're going to change the zones.
Okay. Any further discussion? Anything from you, sir? Do you have anything else to say, the applicant? Okay. At this time, then, I would close the session of the public hearing and request a vote.
Do we have an order, or was it a... Yeah, there it is. Move to deny order number 10-16-2023-05.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Are you ready for your next one?
We are ready for our next one. Do you need a quick recess, Commissioner Wyatt?
You approved that? We're going to do that?
No, we denied it.
There's a motion to deny.
Couldn't hear you. I'm sorry. You didn't have a heart attack?
Was my microphone not on?
I apologize.
Did you have a heart attack?
I thought you approved it. I didn't know. I was just clarifying.
Didn't seem
hard. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So your next one is order number 10-16-2023-03.
Okay.
So on October the 10th, 2023, the Planning Commission passed a motion to recommend the County Commission approve the rezone request of one parcel, which is parcel number 05-9.0-29-000-000-003.000. Located at 6041 U.S. Highway 160, Walnut Shade. Subject property is zoned A1 Agricultural District. The rezoning request is for C1 Neighborhood Commercial District. The Planning Commission also approved Conditional Use Permit 23014 for an RV repair roof business contingent that the County Commission would approve the rezone request from A1 to C1. So we're just down the road to the west from your last application. We're at the junction of 65 and 160. Of course, this is the property with the cross. This is actually accessed by the outer road. Here's our zoning layer. Just starting over here, the blue is rural residential, the orange is RB1, we have a little bit of R1, a lot of A1, the pink is C1, which is the requested zoning for this parcel, and then the green is C2. So there's two actual entrances to this parcel. This one, part of it is actually blocked off and would have to be built up to be used. I've parked at this one, and the following photograph is at that first entrance. And that's all of the rezone part. The rest of that is for that conditional use permit. It's contingent on this approval. So.
Okay. Okay.